here?
Taoiseach.
Are you using that kettle? I was just going to make a slimline matcha green tea.
Unbelievable. Must you do everything that I do? Come on.
Yeah. Surprised you're not drinking gold leaf tea since you want to go mad spending again.
Well, you're one to talk. 116 billion euro spending promises in Project 2040.
Well, you guys did it first from Project 1997 to 2007.
You see, there you go again, copying us. You are the ones who sold the country to the vulture funds.
Only after you lot sold it to the Germans.
Look, this is no time to be talking about the past.
Unless it's the Schinner's past.
Oh. Well, if we can agree on...
I suppose.
Is that a smile I detect there?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh.
I try not to smile because it causes wrinkles and that would make me look like 40. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you over 40?
A bit, yeah.
Gosh, what's it like to be so close to, like, dying?
Nana, for goodness sake, stop trying to pretend you're different, Leo. First you copied my fitness and healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I've got the abs to prove it.
Then you went off and you copied our policies.
I don't have any.
Exactly, and lately you've even started copying my hairline as well.
Hey, that's a Peaky Blinders haircut, dude. Look, I can't reason with someone who remembers where they were when JFK was shot. Man, when 9/11 happened, I was still going through puberty. Yeah, it was a very confusing time for me because I previously was so attracted to Margaret Thatcher.
So that's where your welfare cheats cheat us all campaign ideas came from?
Oh, that slogan still sets me off. Good thing that poster was waterproof, eh? What the hell?
The kettle is blowing up.
Just plug it out.
No, I'm not pulling the plug. You pull the plug.
You're standing closest.
It's your responsibility,
though.
You'll
be a hero if you do. Come on.
Or I'll be blamed for the whole mess. You pull the plug.
I'm not doing it.
Fine then.
Fine by me.
So you're going to let the whole thing just go up in flames, have you?
Look. You weren't here if I wasn't here, if you get me.
You mean step away, wait for someone else to come along.
Uh-huh.
Let them pull the plug.
Totes my goats.
Good luck then.
Ciao.
Oh my word! Someone's left a kettle and about to go on fire! Someone really ought to pull that plug out. Not me. Got to go back to step aside. Wait for my ministerial pension to kick in next month. Huzzah!
Jonathan remembers when the recession hit.
At first, I had to cut my trips to Monaco to twice a year, and I once stayed in a four-star hotel.
Kieron remembers too.
I had to start skiing in Andorra instead of Austria. I was sharing slopes with people from Cabra. I once saw a Lidl ski suit. I felt nauseous.
These and other needy banking executives had their bonuses unfairly taken away from them 9 years ago.
I mean, just once you knowingly destroy the economy and cripple a few generations with debt, and people remember it for, like, years.
But you can help.
We at the banks are proposing a modest 100% bonus scheme so we can keep providing great services like tracker mortgage scandals, not paying back the billions we still owe the state, and charging everyone the highest fees we can legally get away with.
We are working tirelessly, 10 to 4, several days a week, to regain the trust of our customers, even if we sometimes lose their wages and screw our mortgage holders.
Yet the country continues failing us.
I mean, what if I have to, like, emigrate to New York in search of a six-figure bonus?
Irish banks need their bonuses to stop a generation of our greediest, most unscrupulous bankers moving abroad to destroy someone else's economy. Please, give as much as you can, because we'll take it all in the end anyway. Irish banks, we're backing brave. We're also f***ing brazen.
We are honored today to be hosting the first state visit by my bestest friend, President Emmanuel Macron, and his lovely wife, Brigitte. I look at you today, my friend, and I see a young Napoleon. Seriously. I look at your wife, and I see an old Melania, believe me.
It is indeed an honor to be here at the White House. Even our wives are wearing white today.
Also, they both are white. Even better. Look at them over there. They're like mother and hot daughter.
My daughter is also incredibly hot, incidentally. Emmanuel.
Monsieur President, there is a strong historical bond between our two countries. Tremendous bond. We gave you your freedom twice. You gave us open mouth and kissing and skinny fries. Ooh. I think we got the better part of the deal.
I really do.
Believe me.
D'accord.
I'm totally serious. Believe me. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Beautiful name. Some of my favorite films are called Emmanuel. Wait. Your name makes me horny, by the way. I'd very much like to kiss my wife.
Is not possible. I'm wearing hat with very wide brim.
Yeah, protective headgear. I wish it weren't so. Come here, Emmanuel. And let me kiss you instead.
No, no.
I want to grab you by the hand and maybe hold it for a while. Let me just brush the dandruff from those strong shoulders. Also, I think you might have something between your teeth. I'll get that later. I promise I will.
D'accord. As our both nations look to the future, we stand together in our efforts to fight global terrorism.
Especially Iran. I don't trust those towel heads.
And to stop racism. In Syria, though, we must stand together.
Oh, yeah. Emmanuel, baby. I will explode into Syria with you any day. Ugh. You're just so smoking hot.
Arrête.
Oh, my God.
Arrête-toi.
So, Madame Macron, is Putin paying you too?
No, Madame First Lady. I am with my husband because I love him.
Oh, yes, me too. Definitely. How do you say love?
Love?
Yes.
What's it like?
Oh, my poor petit fleur.
To celebrate our two countries, I've ordered a cake made from French fries. Hubba, hubba, hubba.
RTE orchestras present their new piece, Unlimited Public Sympathy Symphony, to the tune of 17 million euro. The orchestras want to keep being funded by the license fee so they can continue bringing you exhilarating live performances by your favorite composers such as Beethoven, Mozart, and the Prodigy. Because, let's face it, the only time anyone notices the orchestra is with Jenny Green, when they half-heartedly play 90s music at the Electric Picnic, ruining both classical and dance music in just two short hours. At just 17 million a year, your orchestra is great value for money, delivering hundreds of minutes of live performances annually, and more importantly, providing part-time employment at full-time salaries for loads of people playing music someone else composed. The survival of the concert orchestras depends on the license payer, because if RTE has to sell any more of Montrose to fund it, they won't have anywhere left to film Fair City, which costs 11 million euro, but it looks like one. The RTE orchestras. They keep getting away with it because you keep paying for it. RTE, loan your orchestras.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards, and this is BBC News, interrupting embarrassing wall-to-wall coverage of the royal baby with embarrassing coverage of Brexit. First, David Davis, Brexit Secretary and human embodiment of the dog ate my homework excuse, who continues to take ineptitude to Olympic levels in Europe.
Now, the EU have said all of our border solutions are unworkable. But don't worry, as long as there's no further questions, I will say that we have many other solutions which are totally foolproof. We've just been keeping them secret, you see, yes. But they definitely exist, because negotiating is like chess. You just need to guard the wicket and always keep your poker face. That way you hit a home run over the bar, bullseye.
Michel Barnier stopped laughing briefly to say that negotiating with David Davis is like playing chess against an opponent who knows only the rules for hungry hippos. Theresa May is now fast running out of options for the border solution. The suggestion that the UK should leave Northern Ireland behind after Brexit has caused the DUP to lose their tiny little minds and Arlene Foster's voice to rise even higher than usual.
The DUP will bring down the government if it comes to it. We know how much power we have. We might not believe in evolution, global warming and the fact that the Earth is round, but we're not stupid.
Elsewhere, Boris Johnson has said he will resign if May tries to keep Britain in the customs union.
Well, this would all be running perfectly if I was in charge. I was PM material even back at school, where I come up with Brexit saying, let's kick out Johnny Foreigner, but not Jane Foreigner, who is bomb chicka wah wah. And I will resign over the customs union business as a matter of principle and not just as an easy excuse to run away and blame this disaster on someone else. Wah, 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 quavers.
There was more humiliation for Theresa May as the House of Lords voted against giving her sweeping powers after Brexit, the first reasonable vote by the House since they agreed steam engines were not the work of the devil. Mrs. May rounded off her week by unveiling a statue of suffragette Millicent Fawcett, the stern-faced woman whose features are permanently fixed in an eerie grimace, unveiled the sculpture in front of a large crowd. And that's the news. You can now go back to creepily obsessing over a baby who will grow up to leech off the public purse and hate you all. Hugh Edwards in London, but in my head, binge-watching the new season of The Handmaid's Tale, BBC News.
Still living from the heart of the tree, carved by gnarled hands into glorious shape. And if you put your ear to it, yeah, you can hear the heartbeat of the wood, smell its glorious life.
Mm. Mary-Louise O'Donnell on her chopping board. Dez is here with news of sport.
Yeah, I sometimes smell the hurlies we use in cooler when there's no one else around.
Yeah, any sports, Dez?
Well, Liverpool heading for the Champions League final, leading 5-2 over Roma. Jurgen Klopp had this to say.
Yeah, the boys played a brilliant world-class game, so in this moment, Roma, that's no problem. Can I give you guys a lift somewhere? It's no problem in my Opel, Wir lieben Autos. You like my shoes? The Puma.
Wow.
Yeah, speaking of shameless endorsements, Tyrone's Mickey Hart has lent his name to the campaign to save the Eighth, even though he neither lives nor can vote in the Republic.
Des,
he has decided
we'll have to leave that report there in the interest of balance.
Huh?
Phew.
Right, after their drubbing of Scarlets, Leinster's looking ahead now to the European Cup final in Spain.
Hardly on a scale with the Champions League, though, Des.
What? Anyway, Eddie O'Sullivan is on the line to assess the Irish side's chances. Eddie?
Well, Desh, Leinster will need to take their kicking and running game to Racing,
yeah,
whose kicking and running game isn't to be taken lightly.
Right.
As the saying goes, the rain in Spain falls mainly in Andalusia.
Yeah. They also say, no pain, no Spain.
Do they? I hadn't heard that one, Des. Sorry.
Right, after the break, we go back to Mary-Louise O'Donnell, who's discovered the contents of our cutlery drawer.
And now, with me, John Bowman, from the archives of this special Brexit conference, please welcome three former Taoiseach who, between them, spent 17 years with their hands on the tiller of Irish government.
I never had me hands in any tail. Yeah. It was like that when I got there.
Now, Bertie Ahern, you've warned against the dangers of leaving a Porta deal to the last minute.
Well, I resemble that remark.
What?
I came here to talk about Brexit.
Sorry?
And also so I wouldn't have to have the central heating on at a gaff. This sort of rubbish is ancient history. I'm leaving.
Very well. You could just leave the...
I'm gone.
Microphone. Ah. And those pens.
It's mine.
And the chair. Ah. Brancan, perhaps you might address the perils of leaving border negotiations until the October deadline.
Well, the situation we found ourselves in demanded physical correction and rectitude, and none of that was my fault.
And how do you think Michel Barnier has handled negotiations so far?
Well, I think it was more the fault of the Lehman Brothers going forward.
It turns out my free taxi is not booked for another hour, so I'll answer that if you like.
Or Bernie Madoff done it.
Michael Barnier is caught between a sock and a hard place.
Right, insofar as he's negotiating a situation not of his own making.
Well, the money was resting in saddlebags. I just found him on Dorset Street. I don't have to listen to this rubbish anymore. I'm off.
There he goes again, like Porrick Pierce, no appetite for the fight.
All right, Brian Cam.
They should have shot John Redmond.
John.
There'd be a rundown railway station named after him.
Yeah. John Bruton, could you wake up Brian Cowan there? Though how he can sleep through your hee-hawing is anyone's guess.
It turns out they're not opening the free bar for another half an hour, so I can answer more questions, Johnny.
Actually, I think we've said all there is to say. Join me, John Bowman, again next week from the archives, when I'll be asking why on earth would Britain want to sever its ties with us.
Yeah, I brought my own plate for the buffet. It's bigger.
Yeah. Okay, Tish, we're railing.
Hi, guys.
And action.
I'd already started.
Saws.
Hi, guys. It's Tish here for my weekly video update. Just leaving the gym after a beast workout.
Yeah.
Listening to some classic Big Tom track, RIP. Also, Spotifying DJ Avicii, MC. Also, RIP. Rip, but not as ripped as I am right now.
Avicii.
Anyway, Avicii was huge in 2013, when I was even younger than I am now. Big Tim's songs, of course, my anthem of the Camino, which is a kind of religious thing that old Swamp Dog that people do to reflect. Songs such as
Four Country Reds.
Four Crunchy Rolls.
No.
Absolute classic. Anyway, my thoughts and prayers with the families of these incredible.
And action.
But Murphs, the siren is still going, man.
That sounds really dramatic, Tish. Action.
Hi, guys. Tish here with another video message from outside a fire station for some reason. in a fireman's uniform because it's cool. I just want to tell you, I finished reading Oh My God, What a Complete Ashley. Even more lols the second time. It's a real favourite book of focus group, I mean of real humans who I can totally relate to. I'm a bit of an Ashley myself, lol. Anyway, I'm off to watch the Leinster game, so go on the lads, bring home the European Rugby Champions Cup.
I just call it the Champions Cup, Tish.
Or the Champions Cup, as it's known by us, Ruggerheads. Of course, I love the Ga as well, Uphill 16. Koi Big, is that it?
No clue, man.
I'm not elitist in any way. I love soccer, though I barely remember World Cup 90 because, like, I'm really young. Like, WTF young, you know? Are you getting any of this, Murphs? It's quite noisy behind me.
Action!
Hi, guys. Tish here from the government jet to London. Just think of all the women who had to make the journey to the UK for, you know, the thing. Obviously not on private jets or whatever, but...
Move on, Tish. Like, hello.
Also, I hear the day trip to Tipperary is coming back.
Yeah.
God, I was too young to go back in the day because I'm very young. But also because it was outside my comfort zone. Like, I got the sweats even if my driver brought me past the signpost for Kildare. Never mind actually visiting County Thurles. Anyway, I've always loved the Hothouse Flowers, Big Tom Dunn. I wonder if Michael Lowry is going to be...
That's a wrap, dude.
Sup, guys. Just doing my weekly video from the Air Corps helicopter in a scuba outfit because it's tight and shows off my gluten-free pecs. Where was I? Yes.
Ledge.
Have I mentioned I'm young? I'm so young, in fact, I don't plan on actually doing the job of Taoiseach until I'm well into my 40s.
40s, ew.
Totes. But as long as I do almost nothing, stay relatable and active on Twitter, the political hacks will love me and my self-satisfaction rating will soar. They even lead the news if I just give Fianna Fáil a bashing, because it saves them having to investigate stories themselves.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys. Peace out.
And cut. Let's open the Bollinger, dude.
Yes, queen. What's a hothouse flower, by the way?
Proving once and for all that you really can flog a dead horse, Vela is coming back for a day trip to Tip, the legendary 90s festival that brought some of the world's biggest bands to Ireland and made them swear they'd never return. Now we're commemorating it by wheeling out the washed up Irish bands of the day who've reformed in the hope of one last paycheck. Try recapture the days of youth by bringing your children to a festival they hate, filled with bands you didn't like, even the first time round. We've a few modern tweaks like clean toilets, gourmet food and pop-up Prosecco, but Fela 2018 will have an authentic 90s feel. Divorce will be banned, and don't bother looking for women or gays. We've tried to populate the bill entirely with straight, white men. Our lineup looks like Donald Trump's cabinet on a casual Friday. It's cold, it's wet, you didn't enjoy it then, and you won't enjoy it now. But you'll still fork out to try and forget that you grew up, became a civil servant, and now listen to Lyric. The trip to Tip. Tickets from the usual gougers on sale now. Fela 2018. A reminder that your party days are well and truly over.
This party's over. I'm going home.
As the kids of today say, epic Fela.
Thank you very much for meeting me, Simon.
Oh, I can't believe I'm in a gay club.
No, a gar club.
I'm confused.
Na Fianna GAA club? Oh. I thought I should visit before it disappears into a sinkhole during Metrolink construction.
Oh no, what's happening to it?
There's going to be a boring tunnel here. Your kind of tunnel. Oh, that reminds me, I requested a song for you.
I feel awkward. Maybe a drink will help. Beer or cider? Oh.
Anyway, I thought we could have a little chat.
Hold on, I just need to decide on this.
I only have a certain amount of patience.
Cider. No, beer. What'll you have?
I won't be staying long. Now, I know you always wanted to be the leader of the party.
Yeah, next time around, I think I'll be up there again. Yeah?
I don't think so.
What? But I'm a Tánaiste. I'm a merchant prince.
You're like the second cousin of Prince William.
What?
Technically, you could be king, but the odds are not good.
Oh.
50 to 1, in fact.
But why?
Well, you flip-flop on the whole 8 thing. You gaffed on the North. Wobbly on Brexit.
Well, now that you mention it, last week I went into a room and I didn't even notice myself that I was there. Oh.
Exactly. And people like me. Busting bankers' bonuses. Oh. People think I'm prudent on the budget, even though I want to splash 3 or 4 billion on a metro we don't even need.
Oh.
But I seem affable.
Yeah, you're very affable.
But not harmless, Simon.
Oh.
I might look like an innocent flower, But underneath, I'm a...
You're a tulip? Oh, God, I'm terrified of tulips.
No, I'm a...
Pansy? Oh, I have nightmares about pansies.
Go get yourself together. Anyway, the point is, I'm very dangerous, Simon.
What?
I am going to be the next leader.
But what about me? Oh,
listen. Here's that song I requested for you earlier. Bye-bye, Simon.
Well, I think that went well.
If there is to be an election, so be it, Sabina. I never run away from a contest.
What about that game of charades we had Christmas 95 when you ran away and hid under the kitchen table?
One did not consider meaty, beaty, big and bouncy merited inclusion in the gramophone category, let alone have the means to effectively convey it.
The egg and spoon race and the Aurus lawn in your first year?
One did not run away. One got lost in the long grass. In any event, now that one has the support of so many ministers, it would be churlish not to run for a second term.
Yes, I see that Charlie Flanagan has declared his support for you.
Indeed.
What an endorsement. He has the charisma of a custard cream drowning in a sea of chocolate biscuits.
There's also Richard Bruton, who says he looks up to me.
That's because he's the only person who can. They don't call him Little Richard because of his great balls of fire, you know.
Also, Simon Harris and Ern Murphy, very much to the forefront of the youth wing of Fine Gael.
And the right wing, though that doesn't seem to matter to you anymore.
As president, one should spread both wings, the left and the right, particularly when they wield such important influence.
Important enough to avoid a contest?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. And Great Balls of Fire was Jerry Lee Lewis, by the way, not Little Richard. I should know.
Oh, yes. Another reason you ran away from charades.
Just as all my opponents will know that I've declared my candidacy.
That doesn't sound like an election. More a coronation.
Ugh, if only that were true. A coronation. What could be more democratic than the people rising up to declare me their king? For now, one shall settle for just being president.
As long as no one runs against you.
As I always said, Sabina, I've never run away from a contest. I was certain of winning.
And welcome back. My guests are Senator David Norris.
God save the Queen!
Breed Coppinger, TD.
Big wig, fat cat, corporate royal family.
And James Riley, who apparently is still a senator. The mind boggles. Now, the royal baby is all over the papers.
Yeah!
And more appealing front pages I haven't seen since the ads for the wine sale in Aldi. Senator Norris!
Yes?
The royal family can't put a foot wrong at the moment.
Well, the appeal of the House of Windsor, Marion, is that they're one of the last hereditary monarchies in the world. Any country can have a president, which is a largely discredited role now, lacking in pomp, ceremony, gravitas.
And you, it has to be said.
Marion, the Windsor family are a cornerstone of bourgeois laissez-faire Leslie Buckley.
If I could come in here,
Marion.
No, you may not, James. And if I had my way, I'd put you out in the smoking area.
Oh.
So I'd be afraid you might ruin it for me by eating food there.
Have you no respect for what's left of my health?
Back to the royals, David Norris. Given Brexit and all that, is there anything to be said for a reverse coup? Put the royals back in power.
Well, that's a fascinating idea, Marion. Replace Theresa May with...
Meghan Markle. Prince Harry could be the new Boris Johnson. Brexit secretary could be Prince Philip, if he's still alive. He gets everything wrong and hates foreigners, so there'd be no change there.
Well, as long as Charles isn't left in charge of anything, I think it's a splendid idea.
Can I talk about my plans to extend the smoking ban?
We've run out of time. I'm off to Rowley's to wet the royal baby's head. Are you coming along, David?
Huzzah!
Obviously you won't be joining me, James.
I'm going back to where I'm respected. Bye, prickin'.
And you wouldn't be let in, Breed Coppinger.
I wouldn't want to join in any dining bourgeois Gerard Depardieu pettifaloo style.
Right.
Well, it's 9:05 and I'm wandering around Dublin to celebrate the final Callan's Kicks before the summer. The last 3 months went by so quickly and it's always best to terminate after 12 weeks, eh? Boom, boom. All I see wandering around D2 is a plethora of posters, many of them deeply upsetting, and they're just the ones for Nathan Carter's tour. Yes, the arc of history shows Ireland's gradual embrace of human rights, and finally a government that says it's deeply concerned about women's health. Although that's not going so well this week, is it? Totes orky momo, eh, Leo? Citizens need proper cancer checks, and politicians need to undergo chancer checks. Now, for Micheál and Leo, women's rights are a priority. Unless they're homeless, of course. The housing crisis is worse than ever. It's not just students who can only afford to rent a bedsit next to a busy landfill. Not only have we failed to build any houses for a decade, the government and its Fianna Fáil frenemies have known about it since Leo was in short pants. He wasn't a child at the time, mind you. He was just showing off his toned quads. Still, Project 2040 is full steam ahead, because a country that can't organise a sliced pan when there's a bit of snow can totally plan things 22 years from now. The health service is falling apart, the mythical children's hospital is taking longer to build than the Great Wall of China, and the department is led by a man whose only experience of health is that he looks rather unwell. And what are the alternatives? Well, Sinn Féin is now the most popular party among young voters. For them, listening to Sinn Féin is a bit like flicking onto Spirit FM by accident. You think you're hearing a modern, upbeat tune, but after a while you hear the sounds of a cult trying to con you with a creepy message, so you come away feeling used and dirty. Micheál Martin, meanwhile, is so desperate to avoid being the only Fianna Fáil leader never to become Taoiseach, he's prepared to make a minister out of someone called Timmy Dooley, which is the most unfortunate name since a urologist was christened Dr. Willie Stroker. Listen, I don't know what the solution is. I have to wake up at 4 a.m. Most of the time I'm so tired I can barely tie my loke shoelaces. And I miss Sharon Violetron, like a teenager who's been banned from his iPad. But I do know that if this is the best our country can hope for, then could the Troika please come back? Because it's pretty bloody clear we can't govern ourselves. It's not all bad, though. The summer is almost here, and it doesn't last forever, and neither, hopefully, will this doll of halfwits. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take the only real tonic to Irish politics I know of, a gin and tonic, and go back to sleep, Ireland.